Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're going to get our swag back on offense.
Ding on third down, fires to Mowry. He's got it inside the five. Mowry, 3-2-1, end zone touchdown. On a third down play, De'Aaron King finds Will Mowry for a touchdown. And Miami has the lead.
Will Mowry, your big target, lined up on the left-hand side at the end of the line of scrimmage, acts like he's going to get involved in the block. Escapes the line of scrimmage, comes open, flashes his numbers, and King finds a touchdown.
Not worrying about catches and yards and stats.
De'Aaron King from the shotgun from the 25, moving left to right. First down, handoff, Harris. He steers it to the right side, across the 30, 35, 40. Harris to midfield, here we go. He's at the 40, he's at the 30 with one man to beat at the 20. 15, 10, 5, he dives for the end zone. Touchdown! It's a touchdown! It's an 80-yard glorious touchdown run for Cameron Harris.
We want to be known for being tough. We want to be known for being disciplined and together.
King's going to throw. He's got a man.
Get
at
it.
The 40. Wide open, Jalen Knighton. He might go all the way. He's at the 20, 15. Here we go. 10, 5. Jalen Knighton. He goes 75 yards for a Miami touchdown. Knighton takes it all the way home. Back to back, 75-yard touchdowns for Miami. Are you kidding?
We know the Rooster can run, and now we know he can catch.
Back-to-back, one play, 75-yard tries.
Okay, we're going to win, and we're going to be a good offensive football team because we're together.
Final 30 seconds, McLeod proudly wearing the turnover chain. 9 tackles, 1 sack, forced fumble, and a fumble recovery. He had himself a ball game tonight. Zach McLeod, the senior. What a game for McLeod. One more snap now. De'Aaron King going to take one more snap. He backs up 3 yards, takes a left knee, flips the ball to the referee, and that's going to be it. Here in Louisville, Kentucky, on a cool, crisp night, it is game over. It's a massive road win for the Travelers from Coral Gables. Jubilation all around. Miami 47, Louisville 34. That's your final score. What a night on the road for the Miami Hurricanes. 47-34, your final.
Okay, this is the U.
Bet on Red, son. Swag is back on offense, Leroy. Come on, son. It's back. Look at this. It's all coming together, Leroy. Touchdown crown, De'Aaron King, the Rooster. You know what he does? He wakes that ass up on offense.
I was wide awake. Does let go of the ball a little too soon.
Well, he's a young buck.
He's a, right?
he's a young rooster.
He's a rooster who's counting his chickens.
Oh, man. Rhett Lashley bringing that swag back on offense. So much fun, Leroy. Big plays, Leroy. Big plays. They move fast.
We're going to get our swag back on offense.
Ooh, they got it back, too. Huh? And how good is it? Let me ask you something, Leroy. All right, let me ask you this. How good is it having the chief on the sidelines? The chief. He's telling the refs who to look out for. Hey, look out for seven. Look out for seven. Flag on seven. You want to know why? He's a ball hawk. That's why. He's got the eyes of a hawk on who's cheating. That's Ed Reed, son. And that Manny Diaz is just there, not screwing it up. I love it.
Okay, this is the U.
Are you done?
I can't say anything about that last part. That's for you guys.
Are you done?
What do you mean? Gave Louisville the business. Gave him the business.
How about Boris?
The business last year.
Yeah, but this was different.
Borregales hitting bombs.
Oh, my God. 57 yards, Leroy. We have a kicker. A kicker.
Hey, is that unbelievable?
Pause up. We stole the pause up kicker.
You can't beat him, but you can steal that kicker.
Yup. I love that.
And he has two. And he has another a free year of eligibility. He can come back next year, too, if he wants to.
Really?
The kicking Borregaleses. Like the next Grammaticas.
All right.
Dynasty.
I was impressed.
The Colquitts.
I like watching that offense is fast.
Yep.
Holy smokes. People have been asking for this for years. I would say this, though. Can you honestly say you had a quarterback that could do this before?
No. Okay. No.
So the fact that you didn't have this spread offense was because of your personnel.
Well, and also it's just they've never gone away from it. It's always been like a Canes thing. They're going to stay pro style. Like they've always wanted to do that.
Because that's the quarterback you had. That's the quarterback you recruited. Right? The closest thing to what you're doing now was probably what, Tate Martell?
He opted out, by the way.
No, but I'm just saying. Was that not?
I guess. I mean, like Rozier a little bit, but like his accuracy by the end of it was just so bad. It was just so bad.
Remember, he had 6 touchdowns against Louisville.
No, that was Jaron Williams.
That was Jaron Williams.
Right before losing FIU.
He's at JUCO now.
Wow.
Yep.
You think he's a big wig there, huh?
They were talking about that on the broadcast. Like, when's the last time Allison Williams brought up, you know, when's the last time you felt this good about a quarterback? They brought up Kaya, but she even said, like, I think kind of a disappointment for what people thought he was going to be.
Big time.
And that's even saying that he is the all-time leading passer in school history.
Compiler.
I think, and you're right. One of the things that would always bother me about the Canes is they had this quarterback. And they had all this talent around him. But for reasons, the two never worked together really well. You know? And now, what they've done is, they've taken that speed that they have. Because, like, guess what? They don't have as much speed as they've had before.
I don't know, man. That Jalen Knighton is fast.
Oh, no. He can run.
That dude.
He can run.
Fast.
But what I'm saying as far as, when you think of Miami speed, every skill position could run. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I would say, like, up until this year, now you have a quarterback that better matches that speed and the different things that they can do with it. Because to run a wide receiver around on a sweep when you have a pro-style quarterback – everybody's just kind of sitting there, right? When you run this up-tempo, high-powered, get the ball out of quarterback hands, RPO, all these things coming at you, it almost seems like the defense is always moving around to guard themselves or to adjust or whatever, and these things become more open.
And I don't know, like, it just feels also like, you know, they were pointing out the time that he had to make. It feels like they're almost tiring out the defense, too, so it helps the
right.
other line.
But let me tell you, that's the thing. I'm going to tell you from an offensive standpoint, though. Everybody used to get excited about doing 2-minute. Woo! Offense is gas, too.
Tired?
Oh, man. There's nothing worse than being down 10 points with 5 minutes left to go in the game, and you know you're running 2-minute from here until the end of the game. Oh, rude.
Let's get the headlines, Robbie. What do we got, man?
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Which is brought to you, by the Orion Fields Dodge Chess Convenience Stores. Truly steps beyond convenience. By the way, the Miami Hurricanes have opened up as a 10-point favorites over Florida State this Saturday.
Not enough.
What? It's a rivalry game, bro.
Not enough.
Rivalry game, bro.
There's, I don't give a rat's ass about it. You let's be clear. You think De'Aaron King, he knows it's a rival game.
They know it's a rivalry game too.
Ed Reed,
is he into it like the people from this area?
Ed Reed is making sure everyone knows what it's about.
Oh, okay. Here's what it's about. You ready? I'm gonna give you the whole synopsis of it.
Okay.
And
you go. Yeah. Okay.
Three words. Florida State sucks. Well, they're terrible.
They've had bad teams in recent years, and it's been a dogfight.
Not Robbie.
Now, last year, the Canes blew them out.
Robbie, not like this. You know, they are horrible.
Here's what's going to happen, Leroy, because you're getting lulled into the honey trap.
Yeah,
no, I'm telling you now. That sucks.
Ed Reed's gonna hold this up. He goes, you know what this is? And they're going to say, that looks like the standings. He goes, that's right. Throw the records out.
Wait, what are you
Wait.
See, we're not 12th in the country?
Robbie, the prop was awesome because Dum Dum had to read over the paper to make sure he wasn't throwing something important away. Hey, dude, you never hear me say this. Never.
They're kind of being prisoner of the moment here. I know they're bad, but look.
I'm not prisoner of the moment. Robbie, I'm far from it.
You think they suck, bro?
They are horrible.
Throw it out the
window.
They're
horrible. They don't like their coach. Their coach has COVID. And as Robbie said,
we don't even know if they're going to play. We don't even know if they're going to play. That's a fair point.
So, wait, you think that FSU players get word of Norvell getting COVID? They're like, yes. That liar.
I don't know. But guess what? I learned a new term. Deputy head coach.
Excuse me?
Yeah. Chris Thompson.
Deputy head coach. That's never what they called him. I'm like, huh, what are we doing?
But
have you ever heard of that?
Texter writes in, ask Butch and the Golden Panthers if they want to run it back. That's the saddest Canes. That's the saddest cocky Canes fans text I've ever heard in my life. Do you want to run it back with
that? Have you ever heard of that?
No, I never heard of deputy. We've only heard of interim.
Right. Assistant head coach?
No. But up until this year, I never heard of a chief of staff, and I love it.
Oh.
No, they've had other teams have had chief of staff.
Not like this.
Not the chief.
Have they had the chief patrolling the sidelines?
With a mask over his beard.
There was more attention paid to Ed Reed than there was Manny Diaz.
Yes, there was.
Like they had packages of Ed Reed. They were like, they almost had Ed Reed mic'd up. Like, it was Ed Reed nonstop during the broadcast, and I loved it.
Wouldn't you?
Oh, I was eating that up with a spoon.
Hey, who did Canes play the first game?
UAB.
UAB.
They played against UAB.
Mm-hmm.
Was he there?
Yep.
Yes, he was.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
If he's traveling with him on the road, he's going to be there. Like, you know.
They did the over the shoulder shot. Well, he was looking over the offense, just having a ball hawk eye on it, because that's what ball hawks do. They look over things.
Really?
Yep.
Here, you can hype it up all you want. You can put whatever twist you want on. Florida State is not very good.
I can tell you, look, 2018, 2 years ago, the Canes were 14-point favorites. Everyone was saying the same thing. Bro, Florida State's terrible, bro. And they started the game being up by 3 touchdowns, and the Canes had to scratch and claw to win that game.
Hey, they weren't bad like this.
I don't know. They had Taggart. I don't know.
There's a reason Willie Taggart's coaching the Owls.
Hey, I'm telling you right now.
Tom, I think you need to get another piece of paper. And
now, you guys know me. How often do I do this? What I'm about to say is a first on this show.
Okay.
Canes by 20.
Oh my God.
Wow.
They haven't won beaten them by 20 in like 40 years.
We threw out the records.
Dude. I've seen that team play. They lost to Georgia Tech. Did you see what happened to Georgia Tech?
They got boat raced by UCF. But yeah.
Boat raced.
UCF is good.
No, they're not that good.
Where are the Canes ranked now? Are they 12th?
They're 12th in the country, but they haven't they have not put the Pac-10 teams back in them. I mean,
Or the Big Ten.
Sorry, you guys aren't participating. So sorry. All right, Robbie. Any other headlines for this lovely third hour of the show?
Oh yeah, just to throw a bone to Leroy. How about Muscles McGee winning the U.S. Open?
Hey, Bryson
DeChambeau.
Let me tell you, very rarely am I wrong. Like I was wrong this past weekend. You can't overpower a U.S. Open golf course. And the two guys that came in first and second, that's exactly what they did.
Hmm.
Wolf, he has the quirky swing.
He crumbled under pressure.
He does like the cha-cha before he hits every shot. Have you seen it, Tobin?
Nope.
I'll send it to you. He does a dance right before he swings.
Oh, wow.
Was DeChambeau the only one under par?
Yes, by a lot.
Yeah, you called that, Leroy, that course.
Oh, yeah. Everybody was like, oh, man, what happened to Wingfoot? Oh, everybody's under par. Wait for it. It was brutal.
Cocky Wingfoot fans.
Oh. Hey, it was brutal, except for DeChambeau.
Bum Wingfoot.
And he earned it. Look, in all of the U.S. Opens they've had at Wingfoot, I think there's only been two guys to win under par.
Damn.
One was at one or two, and DeChambeau was at six.
How are you handling the TV situation, Leroy? I mean, I heard that there was a power outage, but like I know you're not a two-screen guy, so I don't know if you had football and U.S. Open.
Well, here's what it was, right? We're right next to each other. So I could go back and forth.
Like you've never heard of the flashback button or the previous button?
Yeah, but it's no. One was on five and one was on four.
What are you getting up and changing the dial?
No, I got a clicker. Well, what do you kids call it now? Remote.
You're adorable.
So I'm just saying, like, it wasn't that hard. And then if I go up one to go to seven, I could watch that game too.
Hmm.
But then
don't even have to.
I got a stretch of like 5 minutes where I watched golf. I go back to four and I'm watching damn Steelers Denver.
I know. Garbage.
And nobody gave me a heads up. So I'm like, hey, what happened?
We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we get to a little bit of the Heat. Jimmy Butler, he's tired of playing from behind. We'll hear from the Heat All-Star coming up after this. Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you. Robbie the Degenerate rolling with us on a Monday. And we're coming off the only thing, the big thing that sucked from this weekend, other than the Dolphins loss, of course, is the Heat. They gave up a game to the Boston Celtics.
That was the
end of the world.
That was the only loser in my 305 South Florida parlay on Saturday. Because the Marlins won, Inter Miami won, Colby Covington won, the Hurricanes won. It was just the Heat that didn't come through.
I don't know if we want to claim Colby Covington after this weekend. Well, that guy's going a little too hard in the paint.
Did he get knocked out?
No, he won.
He dominated Woodley. Woodley's on hard times right now, dude.
What happened to him? He was like the guy.
I don't know. He was the guy. He beat Darren Till, and then he hasn't won a round in 15 rounds.
Jeez.
But yeah, the Heat, I think the thing that you're disappointed with the Heat is that it did look like they came out a little laissé. They bought in a little too. Look, Jimmy Butler talked about this the game beforehand, and that it's a bad thing that we have this switch. We have this a little too much of a belief in we could turn it on whenever we want. that's a very veteran thing to do. And though Jimmy is a veteran, they have a lot of young guys on that team, and you can't always expect that, hey, the shots are going to drop, everything's going to execute your way, and you're going to be able to pull out of it. Now, again, as dangerous as that all was, they still almost did. Like, it still almost got to a point where they did. But he
made a couple of timely shots.
Right.
The game would have, yeah.
The threes were not falling for them in this game. That was for sure. But, you know, just they keep getting into these modes where they get into the first quarter, and every game it feels like they're climbing uphill. They're playing a little behind. They're playing not as hard as Boston is. And so, you know, you're always in this dogfight, and that gets a little bit tiring. It gets a little bit tiring, and you're going to have a game where maybe Goran Dragic doesn't have the same performance. I know that they put a little bit more of a focus on it with putting Marcus Smart on Gogi, but, you know, and also, you know, also Gogi's going to have one where he's not always going to be the guy who's going to go up and score you 25 points. So Gogi's allowed a stinker every now and then.
I got to tell you guys a story. I think I met your old friend from the Hard Rock, the Lawrence Taylor guy, who's the greatest football player ever.
Yeah.
So I had my heat mask on, my heat mask on. I'm walking around, and he's like, and I just get stopped by an old man. You don't want to know why the Heat lost yesterday.
Oh, Jesus.
The best player came back, Gordon Hayward. And you know why they got the first series against Indiana? They didn't have their best player, Sabonis. You know why they beat Milwaukee? They didn't have their best player, Giannis Antetokounmpo. And he just went up.
Oh, okay. So did you tell the old man, like, I hope you told him that in the midst of that Giannis played in the first three games where he wasn't, you know, just missing all of a sudden. And Gordon Hayward, I mean, Christ almighty. I mean, if you want to talk about intangibles, why people are just like, you know, you get too slobbery over this. You know, Gordon Hayward comes back. He gives him like 6-3-3. And everybody's like, Gordon Hayward was the difference. All right. You know what was the difference? He were Brick City. And also, Jaylen Brown was pretty awesome in that game. Like, nobody looks at that. If I was Jaylen Brown, I would be furious. I'm like, really? The guy with the weird mustache? That's why you guys thought we won? Not me. Not me. You guys think it was him doing nothing. Like, what are we talking? The guy was high-priced TJ McConnell out there, and everybody's like, Gordon Hayward was the difference. Like, it's a wonder why you don't want why no free agents want to go to Boston. Like, are you serious? That's why you thought they won? Gordon Hayward. First of all, Gordon
the
Hayward.
The series changed.
For Lawrence Taylor guy, and I hope you're listening, you know, with your little transistor radio. He hasn't been the best player. He hasn't been their fourth best player his entire contract. That's a fact. That's a fact. Jack, he has been a two-bit role player with brittle bones. That's that. All right? He was fine. He gave him a little sparky spark. Good for him. Okay? That's nice. He was a nice, cute story. Hey, cute story, bruh. But let's relax a little bit.
Yeah,
all right?
I was just kind of just like, I was trying to keep it moving because I didn't want to get roped into a long conversation. Like, I was kind of like half-hearted, fake agreeing with him. Like, all right, yeah, you're right, whatever. I thought that would end the conversation, but then he kept it going. He's like, if you, NBA player, which NBA player would you take to build your franchise around? I'm like, oh, God, all right. Steph Curry, Anthony Davis. And he goes, no, Bam Adebayo. And he's just going on and off, like, oh, God, this guy doesn't shut up. But he like,
was that his take?
Yes, that was his take.
Like, I kind of like that take.
Yeah.
From him.
He offset his previous bad take with, like, oh, all right, I can see that.
Not a terrible take. Here's Jimmy Butler after the game. Jimmy Butler says he's tired of the Heat playing from behind.
I mean, we've never given up, but I think it gets old playing from behind consistently, especially against a great team like Boston and what they bring to the table. So, yeah, we don't quit, but we don't ever want to – well, I don't want to say ever, but we should stop putting ourselves in that position and start playing our type of basketball from the jump.
Do you think that it's one of those things, though, Leroy, is this going to be one where Jimmy, he still has been a guy who's laid back. He does seem to save himself for those fourth quarters. Do you think we're going to see a guy who does come out more aggressive in game four where he is going to try and maybe dictate – how the early parts of the game goes, because that hasn't been a style. He's not a guy who is going to force his shots up and do that. We've seen it probably, I would say, three out of the, what have we had, like 11 postseason games that we've had?
Yeah, I would say this, is that I just want him to play basketball. So if he has a mismatch, take advantage of it. Go to the hoop, get him in foul trouble, do stuff like that. He has the ability to do that. And a lot of times he'll get to that point and he'll pass the ball. Well, you were the best option on that play, even though the other ones may have worked out. As far as, you know, them being down all the time, I think a lot of it has to do with that second unit seems to be playing better and playing better defensively and than the first team. And so when they start making when they start subbing guys in, that's when it picks up. And I think one of the reasons why is because Jimmy is not being aggressive early. He doesn't have to take control of the game, but there's a lot of times where we've seen him drive to the hoop and then kick it out for a shot.
I know people get frustrated with that, that he is always going to look for the other shot. But here's the thing, guys, like, that is what they have been good at all year.
Right.
And you can't be a team. You can't be the same team and same fan base that fawns over Eric Spoelstra for saying we play to our identity. Their identity is they're a great three-point shooting team. A great three-point shooting team. And you're going to get pissed at them for looking for that shot at all times, especially when they're in the midst of a comeback where they want the offense to get going. And so everybody goes crazy with, oh, come on, stop, you know, stop giving up twos for threes. It's like, yeah, but they're really good at the threes. Like, yeah, and if everybody's like, well, you don't have it on that night. That's just not how they work with NBA players. They always think that the next one's going to go in. They always do.
But you, one of the things that we give Jimmy a lot of credit for is being able to understand the situation and understand what's needed. And I think that when he's in the game, he could see a lot sooner that it's time to go ahead on and try to get some easy buckets. Let's slow this down by just getting points. And he'll still always pass the ball in those moments because it's early in the game. I just want him to be more aware whenever that takes place.
Robbie, so let's keep,
one of the ways to slow down that run is for him to be aggressive and take it to the hoop and get a foul or an and one or, you know, make a basket and slow that down right away.
Robbie, let me hear a little bit more from Jimmy Butler. Not happy with how hard the Heat played.
We didn't play hard enough. I think we didn't do anything that we said that we were going to do. We knew how they were going to attack us. We weren't helping each other. We weren't making that extra pass a lot of the times. We weren't playing basketball the way that we have been to win the games that we have been winning. We understand that. So, you know, there's nothing that coach can say. There's nothing that OG can say. We get it. And we have to be the ones to fix that.
Agreed. I mean, like, this isn't, you know, you can't go out there and expect that every time there's going to be a fiery speech that it's going to work. You know, I just, like, this is one of those things, though, where, look, Boston's not a bum team. And I don't think that you look at them and say they're going to go over easy. I don't think the Heat have taken on any team where they've gone.
Good. I'm glad you admit that.
Doesn't mean they're not going to win in five. Look, the Heat haven't really gone out there, Leroy, and blown anybody out this playoffs. But
no, they haven't.
But when it comes down to winning, nobody's been better at winning basketball games than them.
Right.
No. So great. I'm just not shook by it. They had a game where.
No, nobody's look. Nobody's shook.
There's people shook.
Well, especially
when you have these highfalutins on ESPN. I mean, the drooling over Gaudin. And then you have Tim Legler who's like, well, Boston's won the majority of the quarters. Okay, I didn't realize we were playing. Are we fighting for the WBC championship? Are they trying to get a unanimous decision here, Tim? I'm sorry. Do you have to win the majority of the rounds or do you win at the end of the game? You've played basketball your whole life. Tell me, legs? Should I call you legs or fists? What, do you want to be the next Larry Merchant?
Is he going to fight Floyd Mayweather?
Okay, Jim. I got the Celtics, you know. I got them up 8-4. That doesn't matter. Who wins at the end? If the Heat are knocking their ass out at the end of the games, that's all that matters.
He got to work on their
especially jab. When you have a corrupt referee.
It just looked like they were lethargic. Yeah, like it was just blah.
Fat cat game.
No.
Fat cat game. Get on the treadmill. No.
Don't
I will. Oh, I'm gonna do that.
Maybe they're just being gentlemen.
When you play in these series, here. When you play in these series, you have to understand that you have to match the other team's intensity.
Agreed.
What is the intensity going to be of a team that's down 2-0?
Pretty intense, because you go down 3-0 the series. The three.
The Heat didn't match it.
If you go down 3-0, if you go down 3-0, the series is over.
Right. So that's where you were. And for the most part, the Heat have understood that. In this unfortunate circumstance, they did not. And they still had their chances, but you can't keep playing like that. And I think that's what Jimmy said, and he acknowledged that, look, man, this is not going to be a short series. And here is where the veterans on the floor have to get that message to your young guys. Because when you're young, the one thing that you sometimes forget is you like, oh, I got it going on now. It's going to always be like this.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Tyler's thinking, you know what? I can get buckets whenever I want. It's going to always be like this. And when it's not, you have to be able, as a unit, as a team, as an individual, adjust to get a feel for what the game is and kind of change a little bit to win this game.
The only thing
this game is going to be different than the next one, and it was different than the last one.
But the thing I'd ask about that is, wouldn't it behoove Jimmy to then go out of the game guns blazing a little bit, even though that's not typically his style? If he wants the style of the game to change, to be more aggressive,
but that's what I'm saying. Like, everybody has to be more aware. Like Jimmy, he's like, you know, I want to get my players involved, and then in the second half or the second the fourth quarter, I see that now I gotta go. Well, that I gotta go mentality should have occurred a lot sooner than it did. Simply because if he had gotten a feel for the game, right, he would have realized I gotta go now. It's starting to get away from me. And that's what I want everybody to be more aware of.
All right, it's time to play our new favorite game, Leroy. Oh no! And all right, we'll recap this NFL weekend. See who we give an oh no and an all right to. That's next. Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you. You can text show at 786-360-0790. It's time to play our new favorite game. Oh no! All right. Go over this Dolphins game and see you want to give an oh no and an all right to. Over this game. I'll go first, Leroy, if you don't mind. Pains me to do this because I love the guy. I'm a big fan of this guy as a head coach, but my oh no's got to go to Brian Flores.
Oh,
right?
No.
2 games in a row, this defense has stunk up the joint. He's got a lot of new high-priced toys. And, I mean, we're getting carved up left and right, Leroy. First you get run over, then you're getting air assaulted by Josh Allen. I can't have that as a head coach. So, you know, I know that he lost Bye-Bye Jones, which pains me. But for me, he gets my oh no of the weekend.
He's getting FedExed through the air and on the ground.
and then my all right goes to Myles Gaskin. He showed the guts.
All right, Miami.
Feature back
out of nowhere. Who would have thought, Gaskin? What do you got, Leroy? Yeah, he's got the guts.
I mean, are we keeping this
real?
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want.
I would say my oh no go to the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh,
just want to get a Falcon shot in.
Yeah. Because what the hell are you doing? I'm sorry, no. You're doing the same things you always done.
Still
just nobody was
second.
Really paying attention until the end, because everybody was talking about Dallas going 0-2, and then Dak brought them back.
Did you see the best reaction though yesterday from this?
was
happened
what?
To Clippers big man Montrezl Harrell, where he goes, "Swear to God, I'm done with the Falcons. My goodness." And he's fresh off of blowing a 3-1 lead.
Oh, my God.
Now.
Oh, no.
On the other side.
Yep.
I'm going to go with the Miami Hurricanes offense.
Oh, all right.
All right, Miami.
That's the
I was literally, it was fun watching it.
Yeah.
Even in moments when they weren't successful, it was exciting to watch. Throwing a couple of big plays, you have an enjoyable offensive game to watch. And I got to tell you, over the first couple of weeks, I've been impressed.
Cool. I like to hear that. Robbie?
We start with the oh no's, and that is the Dolphins pass rush.
Yeesh.
Oh no!
They didn't have a covered sack, but other than that, they had Allen had all day to throw, whether it was Lawson, whether it was Ogba. Both are major stiffs, by the way. Same thing with Van Noy. He stinks too. All these high priced free agents, and then Bye Bye Jones, he got injured too. But yeah, they bit on a 3rd and 9 play action. You know they're gonna throw the ball. And sure enough, they get beat down the field. No pressure whatsoever from the Dolphins' pass rush. Terrible.
Deserved oh no.
But on the flip side, how about Mike Gesicki? 8 catches, 130 yards. And he had some sick catches.
All right, Miami!
That one-handed catch was awesome. That was a really, really sick catch from him.
And he also has that good catch where he has the two, where he's like barely hovering the ball over the ground, and he makes sure the ball doesn't touch the ground. He's been pretty good.
Hey, question. Is this definitely one of those situations where we should probably give a young guy a chance to develop? Because remember how you were bad-mouthing him when he first got into the league?
Who, Mike Gesicki?
Yeah.
What do you act like you're not part of these bashing parties too? Like I very rarely
bash a young player.
Get out of here. You've been part of my parties as well. Like we have the Mike Gesicki Rip Fest, and you didn't partake. You didn't have a little cocktail shrimp.
No.
Get out of here.
We all knew that he kept walking.
What are you just sitting at the party like a hall monitor? Be like, come on, guys, let's be careful. Don't go too hard on Gesicki.
Hey, text just came in.
Sure.
Holy smokes.
Mm.
Leroy is such a Josh Allen hater. Dude keeps getting better each season, and Leroy won't give him any credit. Leroy's a bum. I gave him all the credit in the world. Dude threw for 400 yards.
I think that's Helwani. Is Helwani texting in?
Yeah.
Oh,
he's sans pants.
Oh, my goodness.
Texter wants me to apologize to Minkah Fitzpatrick. I won't apologize to Minkah Fitzpatrick, and here's why, sir.
Of course you won't.
You want to know why I won't apologize to Minkah Fitzpatrick?
Why?
Call me when Noah Igbinoghene has his mommy go to Twitter to complain about his role, and then maybe I'll apologize to Minkah Fitzpatrick. Until I see Noah Igbinoghene run to Twitter to go get his mommy to talk about his role, no. If he's going to tough it out, hey, you don't want to know something? Sometimes in football, things are hard. You know that, Leroy? You know football. Sometimes things are hard, and they don't go your way, and you don't go crying to mommy. Okay, so until I see Noah Igbinoghene cry to his mommy, I won't apologize to Minkah Fitzpatrick, who should be playing out on the field with a pacifier in his mouth.
By the way, Minkah Fitzpatrick was equally getting roasted in his rookie year and his first game last year. In the second year, he's still running after Hollywood Brown.
Minkah Fitzpatrick, apologize.
Somebody said Leroy blow a filler crack because he was. And the only reason why I probably said that is because everybody was praising Winslow so much, and I didn't see it.
And you were right, Leroy.
In fairness,
it wasn't a matter of being right. It's like, hey, man, we go out of our way as soon as a guy makes a shot to like, he's like a Swiss Army knife. He can do so much. Really? One of them happened to be not play.
That is oh no, all right. Another fantastic version. We will get you caught up with your headlines, all these things going on, including a former NBA player getting kicked out of the Chinese Basketball Association for going to a strip club. That's next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.